भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अक्यान्तिमिदण्डस्य हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। साचियात कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री रथाग्रे ननार्थजा येनासि जगतं चित्रं जगन्नाथोऽपि विस्मितः। May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Shrota Kana Shuna Khori Eka Mahana Rata Yatraya Nritya Prabhu Parama Mohan. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rata Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. Aradina Mahaprabhu Hoya Sabadhana Ratri Uti Gana Sange Koila Pratasnana. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Pandu Vijay Deki Bare Kori Lagamana Jagannatha Yatra Koila Chadi Singhasana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijay. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. Apani Prataparudra Layapatra Gahana Mahaprabhur Kane Korai Vijay Darshana. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Nithai Adi Sange Bhakta Gahana Suke Mahaprabhu Deke Ishwara Gamahana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Charya and Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe Lord Jagannath and began the Rata Yatra. Balishta Daita Gana Yena Matahati Jagannatha Vijaya Korai Kori Hatahati. The very strongly built Dayatas, carriers of Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Dayata refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Dayatas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Dayatas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snan Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to Ratha Yatra. In the Chaitya Mahatma, these Dayatas are said to come from the Shabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Dayatas, there are also many who come from the Brahmin caste. Those Dayatas coming from the Brahmin families are called Dayatapatis, or leaders of the Dayatas. The Dayatapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anabasar, the resting period after Snan Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anabasar, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and that the Dayatapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Shabaras, all the Shabara devotees were elevated to the position of Dayatas. Hare Krishna. Today we are celebrating Ratha Yatra of Sri Jagannath Dev. Many years ago, Srila Prabhupada here in Chicago celebrated Ratha Yatra. And thus permanently infusing this good city of Chicago with His causeless mercy. With your permission, I will speak briefly about the history of this wonderful festival. When I was living in Vrindavan about 32 years ago, I never saw deities of Jagannath. I was always seeing Radha and Krishna. First time I saw deities of Jagannath was in London on my way back from India to the West at the temple at Seven Berry Place, the original installed large Radha Krishna deities of Radha Landanishwar, and there was a shelf on top of them where there was Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. I never saw deities like this before. Seeing Radha and Krishna, I was so happy. It was the first Radha Krishna deities I saw outside of India. But when I saw those deities on the shelf, on top of them, I was thinking, what is that? I had never been in ISKCON, I've met devotees, and I met Srila Prabhupada in India and became a devotee, but there was no temples where I was. So I was thinking that some sort of unusual preaching technique that in order to attract the hippies of London, they have carved psychedelic deities. And I was thinking that my whole time in London. It wasn't until much later that I realized that actually this is an ancient form of Lord Krishna Balaram and Subhadra. It is explained by our acharyas that when Krishna was living in Dwarka, the queens of Krishna, they were very eager to hear about his pastimes in Vrindavan. Although Krishna was simultaneously living in all 16,108 palaces of his queens, still, they could see that in the night he would just be calling out the names of the residents of Vrindavan. He always seemed to be in separation from Vrindavan. In this way, the sweetest, most beautiful of all pastimes of the Lord were manifested by Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. They were very, very eager to hear the subject matter. This is a very essential qualification to advance in Krishna consciousness. Eagerness to hear. They agreed to hear about Krishna, to serve Krishna, to sing his holy names. So besides Krishna and Balaram, there was one person living in Dwarka who also spent the entire time of Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan. And that was Sri Baladev's mother, Rohini Devi. So the queens assembled in a large hall and requested Rohini Devi, please speak the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. Rohini Devi said, these pastimes are so attractive. If I begin to speak them, Krishna and Balaram will immediately understand and come running here, and then they will be in so much ecstasy I will not be able to continue. Subhadra Devi, the Yogamaya potency of the Lord and the younger sister of Sri Krishna, she spoke that I will guard the door. If Krishna and Balaram come, I will warn you and you will stop. Yes, that is good. So she began to speak. But as she was speaking, Subhadra became in so much ecstasy, she became like a stone statue. Krishna Balaram immediately understood that she is speaking Vrindavan Katha. They came running to that place. Jagannath, Krishna stood on the left side of Subhadra and Balaram on the right. And they were listening. They also became in ecstasy of hearing the glorious pastimes of Vrindavan. They became paralyzed. They could not move like wood. And when they heard the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, their eyes became dilated in ecstatic love. Their limbs entered into their bodies, their arms and their legs, and an incredible smile came upon their faces. At this moment, Sri Narada Muni came from the sky above, and he saw this beautiful darshan of Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath in the intimate ecstasy of their love and separation from Vrindavan. Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra came out of their ecstatic trance. And Narada Muni said, I have seen this form. Krishna offered Narada Muni a benediction. Narada Muni prayed for this benediction, that let there be some place in this world where these beautiful forms of you in the ecstasy of love in separation from Vrindavan be worshipped. Krishna explained, and whoever sees this darshan of these deities will overcome the ocean of birth and death and attain your eternal abode. Krishna granted that benediction. He said, near the southern ocean, there is a large blue mountain of the name Niladri. On top of that mountain, I will be installed in these forms. So, this benediction was given. Long ago, there was a king of the name Indrajumna. Indrajumna, although he was king of the world, he had such wealth, such power, popularity, everything. Something no one in this age can achieve. Being the undisputed emperor of the world. But still he was dissatisfied. He had a very, very deep and profound longing for loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole world, all of his empire, all his family members, all of his wealth were meaningless to him without the beautiful sight of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also prayed in this way. Sunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda vidahename. That this whole material existence, the entire universe, is a dreary void bereft of the beautiful sight of Govinda. It is this desire we should cultivate. Not to find happiness with the trivial, temporary entanglements of material existence, but to long and pray for the beautiful vision, the beautiful, wonderful, eternal service and remembrance of Krishna. Knowing that everything else in this world is but a dreary void without the sight of Govinda. When we have this realization, then we can really cry out the names of Krishna. We can chant with intensity. One of the offenses to the holy names is to maintain material attachments even while chanting the holy names. Because as long as we maintain these material attachments, we can't really feelingly call out the name of Krishna. There are so many substitutes, so many alternatives to find happiness, shelter, and relief. When Draupadi was being stripped naked in the court of the Kurus, she tried. She turned to her husbands, the mighty Pandavas, but they could not help her. She tried by her own strength, her own intelligence, but there was no use. She understood that nothing can save me. Then she threw her arms in the air and loudly cried out, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." That is the type of sincerity we should cultivate in chanting the holy names. Having conviction that only Krishna can save me. The only real purpose, the only real happiness, the only real shelter is in Krishna's names. So Maharaj Indrajumna was longing in desperation for the vision of Krishna. One saintly pilgrim came to his court and told that actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, had appeared in this world in the form of Nila Madhava. So he sent his minister, Vidyapati, searching all over the world for Nilamara. Ultimately, he found him in a simple place. It was a place where some very, very simple shabaras or a caste of pig farmers were worshipping the deity. And due to his very, very intense desire to serve his king and to serve the Lord, he was given vision of the beautiful form of Nilamadava. Nilamadava was on the banks of a place called Rohini Kund. He actually saw a little bird touch the waters of Rohini Kund and manifest a four-armed form of a resident of Vaikuntha and ascend to the spiritual world. So he returned to King Indrajumana and told him that the Shabaras, headed by Vishvavasu, were worshipping with great, great love and devotion the form of Nilamadava. In fact, every day the demigods from the heavenly planets would come down to worship the Lord. And they would offer beautiful heavenly garlands and offerings from the heavenly planets to Nilamadava. And the Shabara Vishvavasu, how much simple and pure love he worshipped the Lord with. So King Indrajumana was very, very much anxious to see the Lord. So he ordered an entire entourage to go to that place. But when they arrived, they found there was a very, very great storm, sandstorm. It devastated the village. And when they went to find Nilamadava, he was gone. So King Indrajumana was brokenhearted. He actually was thinking there's no reason to go on living. But then he heard a voice. Nilamadava spoke and explained he would appear as Lord Jagannath. In three logs floating in the ocean, they should be carved in his beautiful form. So King Indrajumana went, and near the shore in Jagannath Puri, three effulgent, beautiful logs were floating in the ocean, each with the four symbols of Vishnu upon them. They brought them to be carved. It is said that Vishwakarma, the architect of the devatas, descended specifically to carve those forms. He told Maharaj Indrajumana that you give me so much time to carve these forms and you do not enter or let anyone in until I am complete. So Indrajumana Maharaj was listening outside every day, hearing the tapping. He was very happy. But for several days there was no tapping. There was no noise whatsoever. He was thinking, perhaps he has left. What's happening? I can't understand. So you know how life is. Sometimes in a situation where you're in anxiety and in expectation, you just act hastily. So he just opened the doors. Vishwakarma, who took the form of the sculptor, had disappeared. And the deity stood They appeared unfinished. They had no hands, they had no legs. Indrajumna Maharaj was considering, I have created a great offense. Why didn't I have proper patience? Why did I go in? But then Narada Muni appeared and explained the whole situation to him. He said, the deities are complete. According to the Upanishads, it is said that although the Supreme Brahman has no hands, he accepts everyone's offerings. Although he has no feet, he goes everywhere at all times. And then he described the benediction he received in Dwarka, that this is the form of Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra in their ecstasies of separation from Vrindavan. Install these deities. King Indrajumna, with great, great happiness, decided we must build a temple. Ultimately, after a long time, the magnificent temple of Jagannath was built. Then the king, where Puri is today, in the middle of that grand road, in that area, they had a beautiful arena where they performed the Abhishekam and performed all the rituals for the installation of the deities. Then Indrajumna Maharaj erected beautiful chariots, one for Balaram, one for Subhadra, and one for Jagannath, to pull them to the temple. This was the first Rath Yatra on this earth. So many people, great sages and rishis from all directions, even the demigods themselves participated in this wonderful Rath Yatra, the installation of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath in their temple. This took place long ago. So, as the years went by, Lord Jagannath became so much popular and worshipable by everyone. He is Jagannath. Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. Since the most ancient times, he was attracting everyone's hearts. Krishna says in Gita, Yegatam mam prapadyante thams tathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya parata sarvasha. As you approach me, I will reciprocate and reward you accordingly. The devotees of Vishnu see Jagannath as Vishnu himself. Lord Chaitanya, a devotee who was appearing as a devotee of Krishna, was seeing Jagannath playing his flute in his threefold bending form as Krishna. The Shivites see Lord Jagannath as Lord Shiva. The devotees of Ganesh see him as Lord Ganesh. The Buddhists see him as Lord Buddha. He's very popular amongst everybody. And if you go to Rath Yatra, even today, you'll find every type of sect is there to worship Jagannath as their deity. Very extraordinary. About 500 years ago, Lord Jagannath himself appeared on this world as the Yuga Avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, in the mood of the love of Sri Radharani, with her complexion, he appeared in the role of his own devotee to teach us, by his example, how to attain perfection of life in this age of Kali. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas in Kathaka Nagara, he decided to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu, knowing his heart, understood that Lord Chaitanya's greatest wish was to please his devotees. So he tricked him to go to Shantipur, where he met Advaita Prabhu and the other Vaishnavas. Because after all, the devotees could not live in separation from him. Sachi Mata, his mother, was brought from Navadvip. The devotees, headed by Sachi Mata, requested Lord Chaitanya that if you go to Vrindavan, which is so far away, we will not hear anything of you. But the same Krishna that lives in Vrindavan is now living in Jagannath Puri as Sri Jagannath Dev. But Puri and Navadvip are like two rooms in the same house. Devotees are always coming from one part to the other. Please reside there. Then we will hear of your pastimes and of your welfare. So the Lord, in order to please his devotees, made his residence in Jagannath Puri. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked that long journey from Shantipur in Bengal all the way to Jagannath Puri, many hundreds and hundreds of miles, when he came to the outskirts of Puri, near the place called Ataranala, he happened to see the chakra on top of the temple of Lord Jagannath. How enthusiastic he was. In ecstasy of love, he walked so fast. Although he was walking so fast, it appeared to his heart that it was taking thousands of years to attain the temple. Lord Chaitanya prays, in separation from Krishna, a moment seems like 12 years or more. Alas, he entered into the temple and he saw the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. Beside himself in love, he went running to embrace the form of the Lord. But just when he approached the Lord, he fell unconscious in love. The guards of the temple were about to beat him and throw him out. But by the Lord's arrangement, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the chief pundit or scholar and the shiksha guru of the king, happened to be there. He was charmed by the beauty of this young sannyasi.